Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number three of Mino and the Mayor. It has been a
overtime
slamming show today, having some great guests. Sandra Rank was great. Her guests are always great. And man, our young Marine.
Yeah.
What a
Forged in Fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forged in Fire Fitness. Yeah. Forged in Fire. He's amazing. We're going to talk more with him. But right now, we've got a very special segment we're going to be doing every week, and it's called Where Are They Now? And it's people that have been in the media and different things around here, and, you know, they're still in the area, but they're not doing what they were known for doing.
They made an impact.
Yes.
But it was a very visible impact.
Yes.
And there's a lot of those people in Green Bay, and where are they now? And
you're kind of one of them.
John.
What?
I haven't gone that long. Okay, whatever.
All right.
Where are they? Okay, whatever. I'm here right now. Right. But some of them are, we would have to go to the cemetery. When I put the list together, it's like, well, no, they're not around anymore. But we have people who are.
Todd, what's he talking about?
I don't know. Back away from just, the
okay. Way. Yeah.
We put a whole list of where are they now, and some of them I didn't know had already
gone.
Oh,
I got you.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. But we have one that's here today that
Dave
everyone
Miller.
Knows him. Dave Miller. Dave Miller was on Channel 5 WFRV for 30 years. We all tuned in to watch him give us the accurate weather report. And you kind of, when did you step out of that?
I left July 26, 2019. Not that I was keeping track of the date, you know. But
what time?
Just, it was one of those things, yeah. 5 o'clock.
Of course, you know, meteorology these days, it's like, I remember when it was like you and Mahoney, and that was about it, right?
Yeah.
It was and now they got like five people at every station because they have so many different shows.
Yeah, things have changed a lot, you know, and digitization and things of that nature really made a big difference, I think, in how you go and watch and look.
Yeah.
And
well, how come it's less accurate now than if they have
God.
All this digitalization?
If anything, we're probably we have
so much better.
More detail.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Than what
this
we
is the
did,
only guy that doesn't really
weather.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. We don't want to talk about the weather. We are going to talk about where are they now. And you stayed in Green Bay, which we appreciate that. I mean,
well,
some people kind of go to Florida or they go tee it up somewhere.
Or cemetery.
You know, like you were saying,
I do show up at a cemetery, but not for the reason you were saying earlier. Yeah.
And so what's your life now? What's your passion?
Well, I started doing genealogy. In fact, I was just thinking about this the other day. But initially when I did it as a fifth grade, class project, you know, and I remember my mom and dad, you know, calling my great aunts and uncles, trying to get some information and things like that. So after I got out of college, I kind of looked up more information and then finally, you know, when I saw the writing on the wall, as far as my meteorology career was concerned, you know, I decided that, well, maybe I should do this for a living. So I started that and I went back and got my certificate and I have two. I have one in methodology and one in Irish records.
See, my son Dominic is huge into this. He comes to all your classes.
He does, huh?
Yeah.
So he's the one that makes faces at me?
Yeah.
No.
Looking out the window like his dad.
That's right.
But it's amazing when you get into that.
Yeah.
It's almost like an addiction as far as like
it
you just
is.
Want to keep learning and learning and digging and digging
Very
and digging,
much
isn't
so.
It?
Very much so. Yeah. And so I started doing that and I started researching for folks, but then I do I go out and do talks and then research for individuals, and I do I work with the Irish Genealogical Society International, where they call it for short IGSI. So I do a monthly podcast for them, and it's called This Month at the IGSI.
And it's a little more practical, but I remember I lived out west, and there are people always going to Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
that was like the hub, right?
You're right. Yeah,
and is that
in
still-
fact. Yeah.
Oh.
In fact, a lot of the records now are digitized that you can find on Family Search. So you can go and look through records. But I lived out in Idaho Falls for 3 years before coming to Green Bay. So that was the really cool thing there was you're only about a couple hours away from Salt Lake City. So you could drive down there and
look. Were you on TV
records.
There?
Yeah.
Which station?
Channel 8.
Okay. Because I was at KMVT in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Really?
Yes.
When was that?
We were neighbors, early 80s.
Oh, I was there in the late 80s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I was just...
I was there about the same time. Yeah,
really?
Because I came here in 87, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pocatello, Idaho Falls, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
That was there.
Because people used to get us confused all the time, Twin Falls and Idaho Falls. Twin Falls, Idaho versus... Yes. And we'd get mail all the time directed towards you guys that would come to Twin Falls.
I actually did some work with Ted Fujita, who was the guy who created the tornado, you know... What do you call it?
Early warning?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can determine the intensity of tornadoes.
Yeah.
And so he came up with the Fujita scale. So he was really, really fascinated by mountain meteorology. And, you know, and so I saw one kind of like cloud that kind of burst up and it had like a 60-mile-an-hour wind. So I called him out of the clear blue. And so then from then on, he would call me up every once in a while. We had a couple of tornadoes that touched down up there.
Oh, yeah.
So
I liked living out there.
It was interesting. It was very, it was fascinating from a meteorology standpoint.
Yeah.
I
liked it.
Yeah, the mountains probably throw things a little bit different than they do here, right?
Things were a lot different over there.
Different. Yeah.
As far as, you know, like I said, we'd have 60-mile-an-hour winds and 4 drops of rain, you know.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if they should issue a, you know, severe thunderstorm warning or a high wind warning, you know. It was really interesting to be able to do, you know, and forecast out there.
I have to say, your life now is genealogy.
Yeah.
And and people can come to you for...
Yeah.
Where do they start? Yeah. It's like, you know what? I want to know about my ancestors in Germany or someplace like that. Where do they start?
I heard I come from royalty. Can you confirm that?
Yeah. Well, no, I've had a lot of people that have told me that.
Yeah.
I had a client and he'd always say to me, okay, now do I have royalty anywhere? You know, and I'm going, no. And they were all like in workhouses, you know, and I'm going, no, I'm so sorry. You know, you don't, you know, but it was, but I had, you know, every once in a while you get somebody that would say, or they would say, my family was on the Mayflower and you had to go out and prove. And in fact, I actually proved that this one person, his ancestor had been on the Mayflower.
Wow.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was, yeah.
How did you get records that far back?
Well, there's actually several books. In fact, here at the library, they have books of individuals who were on the Mayflower.
Okay.
And this person's ancestor was the first surgeon in the U.S., in America, when they came over. So.
And it's a local person from around here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so,
what nationalities are, because like my son gets pretty mad at Italy, because they're just, you know, typical Italian, we'll get around to it. They have it.
We're on a need-to-know basis.
Hey, you know what? I'll get to it. All right? I got stuff going on all day long. Don't be busting my butt. But he's mad because they haven't digitized everything.
Mm-hmm.
And there are places, like where my grandparents are from, you literally would have to go to that village and go to the church and look at their books.
Yeah, well, what I tell people is if you don't see it today, check again tomorrow. Because a lot of archives and libraries are constantly digitizing records. So, and it does take time and money to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just have to be patient. And your son's going to have to be patient a little bit, too. Mm. So they, you know, be able to get out there and see what kind of records are available and where you find them, because they're not always in the same place. You know, different archives will have different types of records and they'll have those available.
Oh, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, Googling and looking up whatever. It's
a lot of people expect to find in one place.
And you don't. Yeah. No.
And if you're going over to Europe to be able to do some, you have to do a lot of your research here. And be able to know and be specific for the type of records that you want, what you're looking for over there.
Okay.
So that when you get over there and you walk up to the reading room desk, you don't say, can you tell me something about Uncle Bob?
Right.
Because the person behind the desk is going to just stand there and shake their head and going, I have no idea what you're talking about. Yeah. You know?
Well, you know, another thing, though, too, when you dig back through those things, you're going to find some stuff that it's going to be a little uncomfortable.
Well, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too.
He found some stuff that was like, maybe some people are a little close in the family tree that if you're getting married.
Yeah. I always tell people, if you are not, you know, if you're not ready for the unexpected, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, maybe, you know. Because I had one ancestor who no one knew anything about her. It was my third great-grandmother. And we used to ask my great aunt, how come no one even knew her name? We knew my third great grandfather's name, but we didn't know her name. And she was our third great grandmother, you know. And so I finally was researching and looking through, and I finally found out that she was accused of attempted murder in County Down. And as it turned out, she was put on trial. As it turned out, it was she had gotten herself in the middle of a family dispute, and the sister-in-law had accused her of attempted trying to poison her, and she was exonerated. And hopefully, I have exonerated her.
So, like, what year was this?
This was in 1841.
Wow, that's cool.
So
that's pretty cool just to learn that. I mean,
It was interesting to come up with this. And in fact, when I was there in September, a friend of mine drove me down to this area down in County Down to kind of so I could walk around the area and find the property. The property's still there, and the old abandoned home is still there. Too.
Another thing that you find out sometimes is babies came not that long after marriages. Right. Oh, even back then, that happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
true that.
Yep.
And you know, like you said, kind of a tight gene pool and so on.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, I didn't know that.
Well, if you were the father of the town, sometimes it was legitimately.
You were the father of the town. Right. Yes.
But you know, another thing though, too, one of the things that Dom told me, though, some of those villages in Italy back in those days were so remote that you couldn't travel anywhere else. That was your
true.
World.
Yeah. Right. That's true. So, I mean, when people came over here, it was a big decision, I mean, you not only that, you tried to get over here as fast as you could. So a lot of them came through Canada, and then they would work their way into America, U.S.
Yep.
So a lot of times you would find everybody would, I had a great aunt that told me that everybody came through Ellis Island. As it turned out, no one came through Ellis Island. They all came through Canada.
Wow.
So those are things you have to look up as well.
Wow. So we're talking with Dave Miller. Former meteorologist, now genealogy. This interest in this industry is growing, right?
It has been.
I mean, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, it has been. There are a number of television shows that you can find during the week, and I always used to
watch one about the Hollywood. They're like Hollywood actors, and they're trace their family. It's pretty interesting.
I just think this whole thing, and I love that people are that they want to know their history. And I'm a big
and I think it's
buff.
Huge.
Yeah. I think it's healthy for.
Right.
The country.
Yeah. Okay, stick around, Dave, okay?
All right. Sure.
We're with Dave Miller, former meteorologist from Channel 5, who right now is devoting lots of time to genealogy, which I find very, very fascinating. We're going to send a quick break. Back with more right after this. Dave Miller, former Channel 5 meteorologist, talking genealogy. And we're just talking during the break here about different things you uncover. And like you said, too, go into it with your eyes wide open because you'll find some things that will be surprising.
That you don't expect.
You don't expect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And tell us about the Belfast thing, the going over there and how proud they are.
Well, yeah, they have. They were touting the, they had gotten a copy of the Declaration of Independence that we had sent to them, to the king. And declaring our independence from Great Britain. So they've had a copy of that. And so they brought it up to Belfast last year and were showing it at different events around Northern Ireland just to show people what it looked like, And I thought that was really interesting to hear the director of the Public Records Office talk about that,
And I think to go back in genealogy, it's an appreciation for your history, which I think
I thought you brought up a good point, though, Jim, at the end of the last segment, though. You said, in the United States, we just want to keep tearing things down. In Europe,
we don't care about history.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They just appreciate history. I think we're getting there, but we don't have that much history here either, right? I mean.
Well, we have some. I mean, we go back a couple of hundred years, here. And even prior to that, too, there's still a lot of records. And what I tell people, too, is, before you start looking over there, start here and find as much as you can here before you start looking so that you have more information available. In fact, now with digitized records, you can find some of those records over there here before you even get on the plane, and you may be able to narrow down your question that you want to know when you get over there.
So people who are really interested, and I don't want to word this right, but are there some things we should be careful of, like scammers or anything out there in your industry? Because I know you are very high integrity and you dig pretty deep, but...
Yes, and you should be careful about, and that's true probably in every business, is that careful of what's out there and what's available. But I think there's enough legitimate organizations that you can kind of go through those and be able to find that the records are, you know, up and legit.
Are some countries better than others?
Well, some countries are probably more, as far as like getting records, I think you're finding more records available now online. Some countries were maybe a little slower in starting the digitization process than others, but I think a lot of records are now starting to show up online that weren't available, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
It's got to be really exciting for somebody, though, when they're doing this and they find something that they didn't know in this long-lost drug, or like you, your aunt about the poisoning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you uncover nuggets of family history. That's
pretty
cool.
I stood there with my mouth open for about 5 minutes I finally realized what had happened. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the business side of it. So you have your own business and you will contract with someone, or how does that work?
They will approach me. In fact, I constantly will get, a email from on my website, which is theancestorguy.com. Isn't that pretty creative?
That's a great one.
How'd you come up with that?
Actually, it was just available, and I'm grabbing this one.
The Ancestor Guy.
Yeah. So
that's your website?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, so you can find it there. And a lot of people will say, I'm looking for this specifically, and I'll usually get together with them either on Zoom or in person if I can, and I'll talk to them and say, okay, here's what I can do for you, here's what I think we might be able to find, and then I'll spend some time and do some research and then get back to them again, and we either have an in-person meeting or a Zoom meeting, and this is what I found, and here's what it looks like.
Wow. Do you only do Ireland, or do you do any place?
Mostly Ireland, because I'm more familiar with those records, but I've done some stuff with Germany and Bohemia. I've had some family that lived in Bohemia, so I was able to look up some records up in there, so I'm kind of familiar with what those records are.
Cool. I thought maybe you'd preface your ancestry guy with whether or not you're interested. Like, weather? Get it? Like, he was the weatherman, John?
Hey, Todd? I don't know about this 3-hour thing.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking. Okay.
you guys lost me on that one.
Welcome to our world. Yeah.
Whether or not, I'm just saying, he was a former meteorologist. Yeah, we're doing a Where Are They Now? You're into
the researching. How's that?
Yeah. Researching. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yeah, I love it.
In fact, that's probably the thing I enjoy doing the most.
Absolutely. The researching part.
Yeah. And, you know, even when I do these podcasts, I try and put them together and on a monthly basis. They're video podcasts. So, like, I had some time when I was in Dublin, my plane got, you know, canceled, so I had an extra day on my hands. So I went down to the city center, and I actually went to the Irish Whiskey Museum and learned about Irish whiskey, which I didn't know. There's like 23 different brands in Ireland. I had no idea that. So I did a story on that, and I asked some of these people, you know, and they're like, tomorrow I'm going to do an interview with a lady who teaches the Irish language online in courses. So
neat.
Yeah, it's kind of stuff like that. You not only learn about your family, but you're learning a little bit more about the culture.
Right.
Yeah, which I think is important too.
It is. Yeah. And as much as we want to be, we talked about this on our show one time, as much as we want to be like, you know, the salad bowl or the melting pot.
Right.
It's nice to be proud of your own heritage, right? Irish,
exactly.
German, French.
Yeah. Right.
And that's cool that people can learn that and celebrate.
Another thing I've never been to Europe. Oh, I've been to Europe, but not traveled extensively. But one of the things that Dom used to tell me was that, like, when they went back to the Czech Republic, you go into those villages and the people will know who's lived in that house for the last, like, 300 years.
Oh, right.
and they're really excited to see you, too.
Yes.
My cousin actually went over to this place in the Rhine where part of my family had originated from, and they were walking through the cemetery, and some lady came out of the house and, you know, ran over to them and, you know, who are you, you know, and so he said, I told him who I was and why I was there, and And he said, and the lady goes, well, there's a guy going by on a tractor. And he's going, well, that's your relative. And so she runs over to him. And the guy comes over and he said, the next thing I know, we're having dinner with them. You know,
oh my God.
I didn't even know them before. So, it really is. It's and they love it when you can speak in their language.
Right.
And be able to give it your best shot.
Yeah. So, oh, that's cool. That's very cool. See, I love this stuff, too. Yeah. The research.
And I think it's good for a family, too.
To be able to understand where your family came from.
Absolutely.
And what they did, how they live, and do it about yourself too. That's what I tell people is when you start with you. Let people know what you did so that your great grandkids and great great grandkids or nieces and nephews down the road know what you did and what you accomplished.
Well, you know what I think is fascinating too, because I don't know if it was this way for the Irish, but for the Italians, like maybe one person from the family would come to America.
Right.
And then if things went well, they'd send for somebody else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the whole family didn't come over. So it's fun when you find out what your uncles, like for me, they'd be my actual uncles, what they did staying in Italy.
Well, they over there kind of curious as to what happened with that ancestor or relative who came over here.
Exactly.
And I did a talk in Northern Ireland last year. Actually, we did it online. And it was what records that the people over there could find over here to figure out what happened to their ancestors.
That's neat.
Relatives.
That's cool.
Dave Miller, your website again, your genealogy and groups, individuals.
Yeah. TheAncestorGuy.com. And then you can also, this month at the IGSI is the podcast that's monthly.
Outstanding.
That's awesome.
Can we find that on your website?
Mm-hmm.
How to get to it?
IrishGenealogical.org. You can find that too.
IrishGenealogical.org. Yeah, fantastic. Right. Dave, it was great seeing you again.
Hey, same
We're
here.
Glad
it's been
you
a while.
Stuck around.
Yeah, you've been, it was fun working with
a
you.
A few eclipses ago. We worked together.
We did. All right. We just had a group break. Caitlin McWilliams from Discover Wisconsin will be joining us. We come back right after this.
With you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back for the last half hour of Mino and the Mayor here in WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS in Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, 35 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 37 in Oshkosh. Boy, we've had some great guests today, haven't we?
We have. This has been a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
And I've learned a lot.
We
do a little bit of research, but oh my gosh, these people are
absolutely
awesome.
Well, we like talking about Oshkosh. That's one of our favorite places. And Caitlin McWilliams is there to tell us about all the great things taking place in Discover Oshkosh. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Caitlin, we love your city for a lot of reasons. I don't want to jump ahead on your list, but you guys are pretty well known for that St. Patty's Day.
Yes, we are.
And we'll get to that. There's a lot of other stuff that you have going on there, but
are you in our ISS studio?
I am.
Oh, cool. All right. First time we've done this, right? I love it.
First time I've been here.
Fantastic. Right. Very
and
cool.
You are the director of the events in Discover Oshkosh. Is that your title? Are you
marketing and communications coordinator?
We love your city. And we're down there. Obviously, everybody goes to EAA, but I mean, you've got a great downtown. Your Sawdust District's coming around. Just great restaurants.
And I'll tell you something you got great that maybe people in Green Bay don't know all that much about, but they should. I've done some Wisconsin Herd games with Ted Stefania.
Oh, yeah.
That is a beautiful facility they built down there. Isn't it?
And it's a super fun time to go to those Herd games. So, yeah, we have some upcoming ones.
Yeah, tell us. That's going on now, right?
So,
the season.
Yeah. So Friday, March 15th is going to be the next game. And then Saturday, March 16th as well. So those games are both at 7 PM and they're playing the Motor City Cruise. And we actually put together a fun little blog about five reasons why you should attend an upcoming Wisconsin Herd game. So here's the five reasons. Number one, inexpensive tickets. So
tickets
start at $8. So for a family of four, pretty affordable night out.
$16, $32.
Very good.
So a super, super fun night out. They always have fun giveaways for everyone. They have a super fun herd hype squad. So they do a bunch of like on-court activities throughout the games. They do have like some fun promo things. So one of their upcoming games, the 16th, the first 2,500 fans gets a herd Marvel comic book, which is super cool. So it's fun to get in the gates right away and kind of hang out before the game.
And the players are really accessible. The players are really cool with the fans.
Oh yeah. Yes, definitely. And super fun. You can like plan a date night out, girls night out, obviously family. So there's a bunch of ways that you can go to the herd game. There's also a chance to see NBA players.
Yep.
So Giannis.
Giannis has showed up a time or two, huh?
Yes. Yes, he has.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah, so super fun. You never know who you're going to see there. And then obviously one of the main events is the Wisconsin Herd mascot Pointer.
Yep. Fantastic.
He's this super fun mascot, very interactive, and you can hang out and get pictures with him too.
You know, one thing that I liked about it, I don't know if everybody follows college basketball as much, but for every team of the games I did that Ted and I did, there'd be somebody on the opposing team where it's almost like, oh, that's what happened to him. That's where he went. You know, these huge names. I mean, one guy has been, I remember two situations, the NCAA college player of the year was playing in the games. Wow. I mean, the talent level in that league is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know who you're going to see there. So it's super fun.
No. And they are literally one. And it's funny too, because for the, couple of years ago, they had the big guy up to last year whose last name I never one time pronounced. Sandro. Do you know who I mean?
No.
Okay. It was such a long, like, Russian name. I could never, ever, ever pronounce it. But literally, he would, like, suit up for the Bucks in Milwaukee. They would drive him up here the next day for the. Then they'd practice with the Bucks, drive up here, play in the game, drive back to Milwaukee. Yeah, it was incredible how they'd go back and forth. They are literally one phone call away from the NBA. So that's very cool. Hey, tell us a little bit about the UW women basketball team, Sweet 16 again, huh?
Yeah, so super exciting. More basketball in Oshkosh. The UW Oshkosh girls basketball team has advanced to the next round of the NCAA tournament. So they'll be playing Smith College on Friday the 8th at 4 Central Time. And it's actually in Maine, I just found out. So pretty cool.
That's very cool. Then you guys, we're talking a lot about craft beer up here this past week. You've got a big craft beer week coming up, don't you? Or
yes,
more than a week.
Yeah.
It's not just one day.
Yeah. So Oshkosh Craft Beer Week is super fun. It is going to be April 4th to the 14th this year. So we try and hit the two weekends. I have the pleasure of helping with the marketing and promotion of it. I don't actually make the beer, but I get to taste it. So this is actually our third year that our three breweries in Oshkosh have teamed up together to collaborate on a beer called Citywide. Okay. So year one, they did a red IPA. Last year, they did a blonde ale. And then this year, they're actually doing a cold IPA. So the breweries have rotated who's brewed it, but they've all come up with the recipe together. And it's just a super fun time. All the Citywide beer will be available at all three breweries. And there's some fun little prizes that you can win. And then they also tap into a lot of the local restaurants and bars. So you can enjoy it with dinner somewhere.
Most communities, like even last week in Green Bay, you know, we had the craft beer festival at the Auto Gallery, and we'll have a weekend. Oshkosh, it's 10 days.
I know. I've seen that. I mean, I didn't know if that was a misprint or not. We had a Saturday afternoon. They got 10 days of this.
Yeah, we might go 10 hours, but you guys 10 days. So
yes.
That's fine.
Tell us about the St. Patrick's Day tent party.
Yeah, that's big.
Yes. So if you haven't been, it's definitely a weekend that you need to go check out Dublin's Irish Pub in Oshkosh. They have a huge St. Paddy's Day tent. Lots of live music. They have Richard School of Dance do some Irish dancing. And the tent opens Saturday, March 16th, the tent will be opening at 1:30, and they have a bunch of live music, Irish fare. So it's a super fun time.
So, Johnny, when you're putting your calendar together in Oshkosh, yeah. right? We got the craft beer week for the 4th yes. to the 14th.
Week
you
and a half.
You get 10, then you get 2 days off. And then you're back.
Then dry you're back for 2 days.
16th at 1:30, we're back at it.
I like it. That's my birthday next day. So
that's right.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. You got something open. New business.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Artie and Ed's?
Somebody, oh, yes.
We got a note on that.
Not a new business, actually. Oh, oh. They've been around for a while. It's actually their 76th season. But okay. they're
yeah. Sorry, I didn't read the memo.
You have to get down here.
Did we whiff on that one? Okay. Hey, that's new business. They've only been around 76 years. Wow.
Somebody said
they make it.
Mention the why does it say opens this weekend, Artie and Ed's.
Because it's a drive-in gym, right? And so they're not open during the winter. So this is their big opening day.
I knew that.
Yeah,
no, you didn't.
Yeah, sure. Pre-open, right?
This okay. is actually, they were mentioned when we, boy, when we first started doing this show, we did a thing about, remember,
Tom? Yes. Are there, drive it. That's right.
Were there drive, and people kept calling about this place.
Yep,
yes.
exactly.
That this one
right.
is still alive.
Okay.
Yes.
76
I
years.
I think some of the servers still do the roller skates and stuff there. So wow. that, yeah.
Oh, like that's
root
cool.
beer. Yeah, good stuff.
Oh, that's a road trip.
Do you know the feature?
The what?
The movie. The feature. What are they showing? It's a drive-in, right?
No, drive-in.
Oh, my gosh.
Restaurant. Hello, Jim. Well, drive-in restaurant.
Okay, you guys, okay, you guys got it.
Todd, can you take this booze and put it back in your office? There
I thought maybe
he was nipping on it during every break. It's unbelievable what's going on here. This is just.
Oh, my God. All right, yeah. Caitlin,
yeah,
sorry.
Here you go.
I'm out of the loop.
Here you go, Todd.
We're in our third hour here. And
thank you for doing that,
I'm
Todd.
Usually sleeping by now.
Yeah,
so.
Take it all out of its way there.
Okay,
yeah.
uh-huh. All right.
Wow, sorry. Yes.
Didn't
but
you...
no, it's by the lake, isn't it? That place, Artie and Ed's? Artie and Ed's? Isn't it kind of by the lake, by Winnebago? Hello? Caitlin, you there?
I think she's froze up on us there. But
oh,
yeah, it's right on the lake.
Right on the lake.
Highway,
yeah.
Highway
okay,
45
right
going
by.
South.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah, 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 yeah. Okay. Cool. All right.
I
you thought it was a movie drive-in?
I did. Okay. He said it opens this weekend.
All right.
And it's a drive-in.
Yeah.
Well, how far off was I?
You were far off.
Pretty far.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty far.
You said
okay.
it was a new business. You said they showed movies.
Right.
Yeah, I did. All right. You're right. Okay. We'll leave it up to Caitlin.
But we love Oshkosh. We know all about it.
I do like Oshkosh. I just don't like the drive-ins. So, okay. All right.
You don't like drive-ins? How can you not like drive-ins? I love drive-ins. The root beer stand we had in Nagani was like the place.
Yeah, well, they don't have one
girls
in Oshkosh.
Girls wore orange culottes. Remember culottes?
Yeah,
they should bring culottes back.
Well,
I'm a fan of the culottes.
Maybe they have that. If they have roller skate,
yeah,
maybe they do have that. I don't know. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm nervous now.
Do you roller skate?
Commenting. I'm not a good roller skater.
I've never roller skated. Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you skate backwards at those dances so you can show off?
I could go in one direction, and then, you know, once in a while, they'd make it go the other direction.
Yes.
I'd have to get off the
floor. That was trouble?
Yeah, that was trouble.
So what would people do when they go to roller rinks? Just go around in a circle.
Dance. They have fast dances, slow dances.
I'll tell you what. Did you see
dances?
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's all.
Well, sure. The Super Bowl during the halftime show, Usher had all those skaters out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's really big right now, like all that crazy dancing.
Oh, is
stuff.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that play?
Well, you guys had a big one in Manitowoc, didn't you?
Yes.
A roller rink?
Yes. Hey, what was that play that was done on roller skates? It's Broadway musical.
Peter Pan, and they brought the mayor in from
the
city.
No, it wasn't Peter Pan. I'm going to figure
it
out.
How funny was that today?
I'm going to find that tonight.
When they were talking about, when Sky was talking about doing that parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade, and they stopped in the tunnel to play the bagpipes because it reverberated so well there, and Jim gets all nervous. Get moving! Come on, we're slowing it down! First time he ever met you. I love it.
I love the fact that was his memory of Jim Schmidt.
I know.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Yes.
It's like that other guy yelled at him in the parking lot. Remember that?
Yes.
Reporter? Anyway.
Rob Domofsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she still frozen?
I think we lost Caitlin.
Okay, I just want to talk about that Four Phantoms.
Well, tell me about that Four Phantoms in concert. Todd, do you know much about that?
Well, interestingly enough, we had Joe Furlow on from the Grand Opera House. He's going to be on
great.
Later this week, so he can kind of fill us in on that whole show.
Great. And then you got Rooms of Blooms at the Payne Arts Center coming up March 7th through 10th. So a lot of stuff taking place in Oshkosh. And I still say one of the cool places I've ever been to in Oshkosh is that old, I want to say it was an Eagles Club or Elks Club or American Legion that they took over, and they put together a phenomenal bowling alley. in the bottom in an old bar from like the 1940s. It is so cool. You want to talk about a throwback in time. Nice. That is such a cool place. Oh, we got
Caitlin's back. Hey, Caitlin, what's we were talking about? We were talking about that place that was the old Eagles Club on Washington Street. What is it called now?
The Howard.
The Howard.
The Howard. Yeah. Isn't that a cool place?
Yeah, it's an awesome historic venue.
Yeah, and that bowling alley downstairs is phenomenal.
It's so cool. It's vintage and it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Make a stop there if you get a chance.
All right.
And yeah.
Tell us about the Four Phantoms. We've had the director of the Grand on our show before, but tell us about the Four Phantoms.
Yeah, so the Four Phantoms, they've been at the Grand a few times. Mm-hmm. They're coming back March 21st to the 23rd. And they are four legendary performers. They've each portrayed the role in the Phantom of the Opera. So they're returning to Wisconsin. This will be their only Wisconsin show this season. And they're actually, the Grand will be on a national spotlight with the taping of their public TV special.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it'll be recorded in front of a live audience at the Grand on the 22nd and 23rd.
Nice. Dates.
That is awesome.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah.
And you've been working on that one for a while. So that's, that's a big
deal. Caitlin, Todd was wondering if some of the servers, waitresses at Artie's there.
Artie's.
Yeah. Are they still on roller skates?
Yes, they are.
They really are. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, so it's, you pull your car up, the waitress will come out. She's decked out in roller skates and will take your order. You need to get a big frosty mug of root beer. That's a must there.
Well, I was telling them when the root beer stand where I was, when I grew up, that was the social event of the summer, was going to the root beer stand, and the girls would come out in their little orange shorts and the whole thing. And
Was that A&W?
A&W, yeah. Right.
Well, Artie and Ed's back in the day was an A&W, and then the family took it over. And
I love A&W root beer. Oh, man.
So it's A&E.
A&E, what do you mean?
Artie and Ed's.
Oh, okay, yes. Very good job.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, we're wrapping it up.
Hey, we apologize for this, Caitlin. Yeah.
Caitlin, we're excited to be in Oshkosh. You got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, just touch real briefly on the Rooms and Blooms. Rooms and Blooms?
Rooms and Blooms, yes. So that's at the Payne this weekend, 7th to the 10th. Beautiful floral arrangements throughout the entire Payne. It's definitely a sight to see, and I mean, it's last weekend of it, so. Yeah.
Beautiful. Caitlin, thanks so much for being here. Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. That was fun stuff. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
EW.
Here on 97.9 and 98.3, along with, of course, the Civic Media app. Looks like a beautiful day starting out there, huh? How's that forecast?
It's good. We should have asked Dave, although he's known the genealogy. And
he was one of the nicest guys in TV.
Great. Absolutely. Oh, not even a question.
You wanted to listen to him. Very believable.
Absolutely.
Like,
he was great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. No, it's really great having him on. Love the genealogy stuff. That was a fun segment.
Yes.
Yes. We've had some great guests today, though.
I enjoyed that.
Todd, great job and helped put all this together. Big Wayne and Sky Van Rossum.
That was fun.
I'm calling him Big Sky now.
Big Sky. Yeah, Big Wayne and Big Sky.
He'll like that.
I like it a lot. And talked about how to make maple syrup and how to make
booze.
Booze.
How to make maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
How is it, John?
I only had a little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Give me a little more. And then Jason Wiesmuller. Forged in Fire Fitness, our small business spotlight, Iraq Marine vet, went through some very tough times over there and is working now to help firefighters, police officers, veterans, not just physically, you know, improve their situation, but also in many cases mentally, just by having a mentorship, you know, of dealing with them.
Very cool, because his clientele is, you know, would be called a niche market, but, you know, it's like a CrossFit, but then it's got the whole... I'm not going to say counseling, but it's got that camaraderie built into it. Different rooms you can go to and talk to people. I think that's awesome what he's doing.
Then Inside the House with Sandra Rank. She brought in a very special guest talking about the showcase of homes that's going to be
I'll take over. it's back to this that Sky's sugar, whatever vodka that he brought in, or whatever you're drinking, Johnny.
Because we don't,
Showcase of Holmes. Showcase of Holmes, and I know a lot of people have been to that, many, but that's a fun thing to do. So, John, you take a nap, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow a little bit more. And then, of course, we had Miller on here with
Dave
the
Miller.
Genealogy.
Yes, and Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. A lot of stuff taking place.
Tomorrow's cool. I mean,
do they still have a parade in Green Bay?
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I've never seen that one. Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know, John, if I would call it parade. It goes along the trail, but it is the Notre Dame band. I don't know what's going on this year, but we used to bring in Notre Dame, Southwest, the bagpipers, but we didn't close the streets.
Oh, so Tori sent me a picture. He did grab those bagpipes from the dump.
That's like awesome. I mean, I
want him to bring those in. I want you to learn how to use them.
No, that's a tough instrument to play. No way.
You can do it?
Now, besides, they only know one song.
Well, all we need to do, because we could have it for our theme. Yeah. You know what? We could do it when we're out here having our cookout, Cinco de Mayo and different things. What do you think? You Jim on the bagpipe.
No, I don't think there's better music. There's not better
no,
music.
No, I love bagpipes. I can listen to bagpipes
sad.
All day long.
It makes me sad every time I hear it.
I can listen to bagpipes
think
all day long.
And that march, boom, boom. I mean, Irish music is great. But a bagpipe is, don't you, if you hear bagpipe, don't you think of a funeral?
I don't know. I mean, Danny Boy, does that have a bagpipe?
That's a sad song.
I don't know if it's that sad, is it?
Do you dance to Oh Danny Boy?
Huh? Whiskey in a jar has a bagpipe. The Thin Lizzy version does. Right, Todd?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh. So there. There's a lot of them, Jim. I'm disappointed that you don't have the witherall to learn how to play bagpipes.
The what?
Witherall. Okay. It's a word. Look it up.
Okay. Anyway, that's a reed instrument, and I didn't really play that instrument. I played more the trumpet, trombone, that stuff. That's a little.
Do we have anybody out there that knows how to play bagpipes?
Right.
Because we got our own bagpipes.
I don't think that.
Who would throw away bagpipes?
Right.
Wow.
I think that's in and of itself. Yeah, that's interesting.
Anyway, did you ever go to the dump and take stuff just to take stuff?
No.
I did.
I didn't go to the dump.
Back up in the UP. We used to go there all the time. To do two things. Shoot rats and find stuff.
No, John, we did not. We did not.
Did you ever go to
the
dump at night to watch the bear come out?
Oh, my God. No.
All right.
It's home reading.
All right.
Studying.
You never did those things?
No.
Do you have is there a dump in Manitowoc?
Two Rivers? There is.
Okay.
City dump. There is.
And you've never gone there just to, like, take stuff? Just to see what people threw away and took?
No.
You never did?
No.
In your entire life?
No.
You never scavenged?
Well, scavenged at a dump? No.
No? All right.
No, I think the people, that's junk.
All right. I used to take home furniture. In Tucson, I used to go all the time and take home furniture.
I'm sorry,
furniture.
You're missing out because dumpster dive is the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Amanda. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Todd.
So it's split. I would say I wouldn't go to the dump. I would drive around on those days when people put stuff
up
front.
A little different.
I've got lots of stuff doing that.
A little different. But, John, did you hear the second part of John's story? You'd go there and shoot rats, too, and that's why I wouldn't go.
Why? You love rats?
No, I don't. I don't like rats. So not even.
Well, that's why we'd shoot them.
Got a text from Mary who says they should drink every day in the third hour. This will be the last show with 3 hours.
Tried the 3 hours, didn't work.
So, okay.
Tomorrow,
how much time do we have?
I know that we are going to do Where Are They Now weekly, but we got such a list of people. Then I got excited and called a few people. So tomorrow, we're going to find out. In-house studio, we've got Tim Hanna coming on. Tim was the mayor of Appleton for, 22 years? 21? Whatever. Divides by 4. I guess 20. And he's done so much for the community of Appleton. I don't know, he kind of dropped out. So I sent him a text. I said, hey, look, Johnny and I got this radio show. And he's like, yeah, I'd love to come on. So that's going to be fun to talk
to him.
That'd
be very fun.
He's a cool guy. Good, great guy. And it's going to be fun to see what he's doing now.
Yep.
So Sarah Rohde's going to be on, Notre Dame girls basketball coach.
Oh, yeah, boy.
6:30 tomorrow, I think.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Amanda Howe's joining us from the Howe Resource Center in Green Bay. She's going to talk about Dolly's Imagination Library. You heard about Dolly Parton and how she gives all these books.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about that locally. Dr. Kristen's in at 7:30. Tim Hanna at 8. And then at 8:30, Jeopardy contestant Dr. Ben Chan will be.
Wow. He's coming in tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
that
we're going to be at his lineup. Showing. Are you coming tonight, Todd? Or you have to go back to Oshkosh?
I've got to go back to Oshkosh, okay. Yeah.
But we're going to his watch party tonight.
Yeah, that's
going to
be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think we should have him on for the first contestant of Are You Smarter Than a Former Mayor?
I don't think we need to prove anything there.
Are
I
you
think
sure? It's just,
you look at the guy, you're going to know he's smarter
all
than
right.
Yeah,
all right.
That's going to be fun tonight. So that's open to the public, isn't it? Is it? Yes.
I don't know. We're just kind of inviting ourselves. To be kind of honest, we might.
It's a watch.
I don't know.
And he's going to be there. Dr. Chen, who ran the tables last time, he went back to the championship round.
Yeah.
So we're going to watch it tonight and see how he does.
Yes.
Or did. I guess did.
I would have such a hard time keeping quiet if I taped something like that like a month ago. It's like, and people are like, how did you do? It's like, I don't want to say anything. But I would have such a hard time.
I don't think he drinks as much as you. So he could probably keep it a little, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Add it to the lawsuit there.
This is why, Sage. Right. This is why.
This is why. Hey, everybody, thank you very much for being here. What a fun day. Really fun day. We're going to have another fun day tomorrow.
You bet.
Hope you can join us. Mino and the Mayor. Back in tomorrow morning at 6. See ya.